From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
Last night, the Sunstone baseball team picked up a big 9-3 win over Bassett. Josh Neal led the Trojans on the mound as he struck out 10 batters and allowed no runs over four innings. Seamus Ryan led Sunstone at the plate as he went 2-for-3 with three RBI. Luke Snow also added two hits. Sunstone is now 11-1 overall and 3-1 in district play, while the loss drops Bassett to 9-3 and 4-1 in the district. The Sunstone softball team also beat Bassett last night 12-4. The Trojans had four players drive in two runs in the win, while Charlie Eastwood got the win in the circle and pitched the whole game. Sunstone was now 5-7 overall and 1-3 in the district. The Sunstone boys soccer team beat Bassett last night 7-1 to improve to 7-4 overall on the season. The Dan River baseball team picked up a 3-0 win over Smith Mountain Lake Christian last night as the field was officially named in honor of longtime Wildcats coach Sammy McCormick. Dan River is now 4-8 overall on the season. The GW boys soccer team cruised past Mecklenburg County last night 6-3. With the win, the Eagles are now 6-0 overall and 2-0 in the district. Yesterday was a big day in the transfer portal for UNC and Duke. Tar Heels landed three players in Utah transfer Terrence Brown, NC State transfer Matt Abel, and Florida Atlantic big man Maxim Logue. Brown was one of the top players in the portal and averaged just under 20 points per game last season. Meanwhile, Duke landed Wisconsin transfer John Blackwell, who was considered the top guard in the portal after averaging 19 points per game and being named third team All Big Ten last season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.